Hello.
Yes, hello, sir. My name is Yvonne. I'm doing callbacks. How could I help you today?
Yes, I was calling because I saw there was an attempt to withdraw $67 from my account, and it had this phone number attached to it, and I was trying to figure out why.
Okay. Hold on just one moment. Could I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, 03842.
And your name?
Justin Foster.
Okay, hold on just one moment. I'm still here looking, hoping that it
Sure, go
pops
ahead.
up, Justin. No, it didn't show up there. Let me put your name in, see if I can find it that way.
Or I can give you a different area code. That might come up. I think I gave you a. I think I gave you the wrong zip code. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let me see if it is. I put your first and last name in, and it did not go through. So what other number you had your zip code?
Try 03874.
Okay, thank you very much. I was Justin Foster, but not a Justin Austin yet. Hold on just one moment.
No, Foster, Foster.
That's your last name?
Yeah, Foster,
Oh, I thought you
Foster.
said Austin. Okay. Hold on just one moment then. Okay, can you verify your address, please?
Yeah, 6 Whittier Drive, Seabrook, New Hampshire, 03874.
Okay, thank you very much for waiting. I'm waiting for your account to pull up. It's running a little slow.
No worries.
So what did you, Justin? Okay, I was going to ask you, what did you need help with today? I see a charge for 6732. And that on 11/29, you paid $7.95 for shipping handling for a tactical bag.
Okay.
And did you receive it? It was shipped on 11/30, sir.
I'm sorry. Say again.
It was shipped. The tactical bag.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. A tactical bag for $7.95. You paid shipping and handling charges for it.
Okay.
And it was shipped on 11/30/22. Have you received it yet?
No, but okay. I'm trying to figure out what one has to do with the other.
Oh, okay. So the tactical bag was $7.95 with shipping and handling, and it was in a sweepstakes, Justin. Well, it gave you an entry into a sweepstakes, the tactical bag, which gives you a discount discount membership and a voucher for $125 every month. That your account is open, you get it every month, and he was given a Herbert bot. This is like a video for exercise, and since your account was open and you were entered in a sweepstakes by the $7.95 for the tactical bag, the account was left open. So there's a valid charge there for $67.32. So what I can do for you, Justin, I can cancel this account if you want, where you don't receive any more shipment. But if when I close it, if the tactical bag shows up, that's yours to keep. We don't take returns. And the 6732 is showing decline, where no payment was taken out.
Right, because I had my bank stop it because I didn't agree to the sweepstakes. I just saw I looked on the site because I know how sometimes you'll get entered in the stuff without your permission and didn't see anything about it.
Okay, so since you already took care of that through your bank, I guess they're going to dispute, or you're going to dispute the charges for 6732 because you didn't know about the sweepstakes. So I can cancel the account, so you won't be charged anything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, hold on, I get this and give you a confirmation number. Okay. Conditions. Okay, Justin, and code C. Okay. The account is now closed, and your confirmation number is going to be C2630260 47. So the account is closed. I explained the terms and condition of the sweepstakes that you didn't know about. We're into you into a membership and a voucher. So if I close this, The tactical bag, if it comes there to you, that's yours to keep, just because we don't do returns. And the voucher, if it comes, you're going to see it on your email. That's yours to keep also. You won't be charged for it, anything. So what I can do, Justin, I can offer you 35% of the 67. Oh, no, that's okay, because you told me that your bank declined the payment. So what I was going to tell you that if they dispute the charges or you dispute them with them, you're going to have to call the bank and let them know that you want to dispute the charges. They need to call us at the number you're talking to me at and call, and someone will pick up. And we have to hear them say they're going to dispute the charges or they're not, so we can help you take care of the 6732.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, and you have a nice day.
You as well.
Uh-huh.